This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to do groups of two for a while in the program today. I get requests, and sometimes people don't leave their name with me, so I don't have to mention it. And groups of people come in with the same thing and so on. First two, Andy Kirk and his Clouds of Joy from 1941, featuring the vocal work of June Richman, and the arrangement and piano of Mary Lou Williams on Cuban Boogie Woogie. And then 1930 for Victor Records, Gus Arnheim and his orchestra with Bing Crosby.
Came to Harlem's door one day a Cuban band with something new to say. When they began to play, they played the Cuban boogie woogie. Their music held a new delight because they had the rumble rhythm right. Just like Cabana still, it was the Cuban boogie woogie. It began when they heard a band from Dixieland meet. Every man wanted to incorporate the 8-beat, straight 8-beat. So now they have it figured by, and what they play is really on the line. It's all combined and it comes out the Cuban boogie woogie. ¶¶ Dixieland meet. Every man wanted to incorporate the 8-beat, straight 8-beat. So now they have to take goodbye. And what they play is really on the line. It's all combined and it comes out the Cuban boogie woogie. The Cuban boogie boogie woogie.
Above, I held your hand, and then I whispered, dear, I love you, I love you. Or was it just a dream, an idle scheme of mine to fool my heart? And yet it seemed divine, it must be true. I was with you, and you are mine, all mine. Was it just a dream, an idle scheme of mine to fool my heart? And yet it seemed divine, it must be true. I was with you and you are mine, all mine.
Andy Kirk led that set of two, 1941 for Decca Records, and Cuban Boogie Woogie. The vocal by June Richmond, arrangement by Mary Lou Williams, who was doing some fine piano work, as she always did. Then for Victor, Gus Arnheim and his orchestra from Los Angeles, 1930. Bing Crosby stretching out away from Paul Whiteman and getting on his own. And a beauty written by his buddy Harry Barris and Gordon Clifford. It must be true. This is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you. Armin Hugg now, and his friend Ray Baduc in New Orleans, 1950. Hugg plays the piano, and Ray Baduc, for all of you Bob Crosby fans, know that he plays the traps, or better known as the drums. And then Roy Eldridge, his trumpet and friends in Paris, 1950. Thank you. Armin Hugg played the piano for you to begin that, with Ray Baduc playing drums, New Orleans, 1950 for Bandwagon Records, and one Hugg wrote called Fascinating Rag. Then for Don Records in Paris, 1950, Roy Eldridge trumpet, Gerald Wiggins on piano, Pierre Michelot bass, Kenny Clark on drums, and George Gershwin's 1926 hit, Someone to Watch Over Me. Armin Hug, Ray Baduke, and Roy Eldridge, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Julia's Restaurants, celebrating the return of summer with light, healthy menu items and patio dining. Julia's has focused on natural food and good times for over 26 years, with three neighborhood locations, Capitol Hill, Wallingford, and Issaquah. Julia's, a place for everybody.
Now, the next set is Bertha Chippy Hill, one of the great singers in this music. Chicago, 1927, doing Do Dirty Blues for OK Records. Followed by Prestige Records' Sonny Stitt, playing his tenor saxophone. All God's Children Got Rhythm, written by Bronislaw Kaper.
Thank you.
Couple of them for you, starting with Bertha Chippy Hill in Chicago, 1927 for OK Records. Do Dirty Blues, a fine band behind her. Shirley Clay playing cornet. Artie Starks, clarinet. Richard M. Jones, piano. Johnny St. Cyr, banjo. Then 1949 for Prestige, Sonny Stitt is tenor saxophone and All God's Children Got Rhythm, and accompanied by Bud Powell on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Dorsey Brothers now, Tommy played the trombone and trumpet to start with, and Jimmy played pretty much alto saxophone and clarinet, although he may have gotten into some other areas I don't know about, but we'll say alto and clarinet throughout his career. They started in the late 20s and broke up in 1935 and went their separate ways and then came back in later years. And we're going to chase a composition called Persian Rug, written by Neil Moray, whose real name is Charlie Daniels. Now, what happened was Charlie Daniels wrote some great stuff, and the producer said, what's your name? And he told him, Charlie Daniels. Come up with something else, you know, that sort of thing. So the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, 1928, is going to do Persian Rug, with Jimmy on clarinet and alto and Tommy on trumpet and trombone, and some fine work on tuba by Hank Stern. Then for Victor Records, 1928, a month later, the Louisiana Sugar Babes. This is a fascinating band. They're going to do Persian Rug. Jabbo Smith plays cornet. Garvin Bouchel, who spent his last years in Las Vegas, an all-around wonderful musician, plays clarinet, alto, and bassoon. James P. Johnson plays the piano, and his star pupil, Fats Waller, plays the organ. Two versions of Persian Rug, Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and the Louisiana Sugar Babes. Thank you. Persian Rug, written by Charlie Daniels and performed a month apart in 1928, first by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, that's Jimmy on alto and clarinet and Tommy on trumpet and trombone, their version for OK Records, and a month later the Louisiana Sugar Babes for Victor, Jabbo Smith cornet, Garvin Bruchel clarinet, alto, and bassoon, James P. Johnson on piano, and Fats Waller on organ. I was always trying to get an interview with Garvin Bruchel, and by the time I finally contacted somebody who would contact me with him, it was beyond the point where we could have an interview, but he certainly was around for decades and played as here beautifully. Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Louisiana Sugar Babes, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Metagenics Gig Harbor, whose functional medicine research center uses natural therapies to manage chronic diseases, recruiting research volunteers for studies in diabetes, obesity, and high cholesterol. Information at 253-853-7217.
Thank you. Bill Tickle O'Rooney, a feather in your ear. Bound to wiggle, la ho, mac, bo, dick. I love me she way, oh, bounty, Rooney, mo.
Slim Gaylard, wonderful. 1951 for Mercury. He wrote both of them, Sooney Rooney and Laughing at Rhythm. He played the guitar and sang. Dick Hyman, for all of you that know him and love his piano playing, this is very early in his career. He's there on the piano. Ernie Shepherd on string, bass, and vocal. Herbie Lavelle on drums. And Pepe Bink playing the bongos. Slim Gaylard, 1951. The Quintet of the Hot Club of France, their first 78 for Ultraphone now in Paris, December 1934. Harry Ask wrote this, and it's called Dinah. Stefan Grappelli on violin, Django Reinhardt solo and rhythm guitar, Roger Chapu and Joseph Reinhardt rhythm guitars, and Louis Vola on string bass. From Paris to New Orleans, first in Paris, the quintet of the Hot Club of France for Ultraphone Records, and Dinah, written by Harry Axt in 1925, Stefan Grappelli, violin, Django Reinhardt, Roger Chaput, Joseph Reinhardt, guitars, and Louis Voila on string bass. Then in New Orleans, 1940 for Delta Records, Henry Kid Rina's jazz band. Milneberg Joys, written by Leon Rapolo, Paul Maris, and Jelly Roll Morton. Jim Robinson, playing the trombone. Two clarinetists, Louis Nelson and Alphonse Picou. Willie Santiago on guitar. Albert Glennie playing string bass, and Joe Greena playing the drums. That wonderful, raw spirit of the New Orleans jazz at that time, and well before, I'm sure, and well after. Charlie Parker now. His All-Stars, Dial Records, 1947, a small company put together by Ross Russell. Hats off to him. Howard McGee on trumpet, Parker on alto, Wardell Gray, tenor saxophone, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Red Callender bass, and Don LeMond on drums. Relaxin' at Camarillo, Charlie Parker Blues. It's supposed to be in C, and don't count on it. My turntable might not be that accurate. And Stupendous. This is actually, the line of this is put together by Howard McGee, and it's based on It's Wonderful by Gershwin. Da da da, da 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 da, oh, da 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 da, that one. Dial Records, Charlie Parker. Thank you. Charlie Parker, Dial Records, 1947. Relaxing at Camarillo and Stupendous. Howard McGee, trumpet, Parker, alto, Wardell, gray tenor, Dodo Marmarosa, piano, Barney Kessel, guitar, Red Callender, bass, Don LeMond, playing the drums. Count Basie now, Helen Humes to sing, followed by the Ink Spots.
I didn't care more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? if I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I Didn't Care, written by Jack Lawrence, performed by Count Basie in 1939, his piano, and Lester Young's tenor, Helen Hume's singing, Benny Morton's trombone, Buck Clayton's trumpet. Then, the Inkspots, same year, 1939, Bill Kenny, Charlie Fuqua, Billy Bowen, and Orville Jones, and their version, If I Didn't Care. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Milt Jackson now, his vibes, Lucky Thompson's tenor, Hank Jones piano, Wendell Marshall bass, Kenny Clark on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jackson for Savoy Records, 1956. His vibes. Lucky Thompson's incredible tenor saxophone work. Hank Jones equally so at the piano. Wendell Marshall bass. Kenny Clark on drums. Lover, written in 1932 by Richard Rodgers, and Hank Jones' original beautiful ballad, Angel Face. Milt Jackson. I'd like to chase now Midnight Sun, written by Lionel Hampton, Sonny Burke, and lyric by Johnny Mercer. First up, Sarah Vaughan, Hollywood, 1957. 1978 for Norman Grand's last label, Pablo. Oscar Peterson piano, Joe Pass guitar, Ray Brown bass, Louis Belson on the drums.
Your lips were like a red and ruby chalice, warmer than the summer night. The clouds were like an alabaster palace, rising to a snowy height. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that fell me. Oh, was that a moonlit day? Around me, or was that a nightingale, and then your arms miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Oh, was there such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite be. Gone. There was still some stardust on my sleeve. Stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars and the stars, and the stars will get to shine, and we may see the meadow in December. I see white and crystal wine, but oh, darling, always I remember when your lips were close, when your lips were close to mine, and I saw the midnight sun, and I saw the midnight sun. And I saw the midnight sun.
Sarah Vaughan and Midnight Burnett's son, 1978 in Hollywood for Pablo Records. Oscar Peterson, piano, Joe Pass, guitar, Ray Brown, bass, and Louis Belson on drums. And it's a wonderful study, that is, of many things, but of accompaniment. She's floating through her measurement of that particular beautiful song, and they are with her and listening so carefully to where she's going to land and then take off again. Next version of Midnight Sun, Hollywood Palladium, 1953, Choral Records, Les Brown and his band of renown, a Frank Comstock arrangement featuring alto saxophonist Ronnie Lang. Midnight Sun, Les Brown at the Palladium in Hollywood, 1953. Midnight Sun, arranged by Frank Comstock and featuring Ronnie Lang on alto and Jeff Clarkson some work on piano, Vernon Polk's guitar work, and so on. I'm going to continue with that band at that place. We'll hear Rain, written by Eugene Ford, Comstock arrangement. Street of Dreams, Victor Young, An Invitation by Bronislaw Kaper. Les Brown and his band of renown at the Hollywood Palladium, September 1953 for Coral Records. Arrangements by Frank Comstock, Dave Pell's tenor saxophone, Vernon Polk's guitar, Jeff Clarkson piano on trumpet. I'm not sure. I think it's Fagerquist, Don Fagerquist. And Sal Libero on clarinet and Ray Sims on trombone. And throughout, wonderful piano work by Jeff Clarkson and Ronnie Lang's alto and Jack Sperling, one of the great big band drummers right there. What did we hear? Rain by Eugene Ford. Street of Dreams, Victor Young. Invitation by Bronislaw Kaper. All right. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Harvard Extension School's Information Technology courses, where students can learn online from scholars and professionals. Courses include software, web development, and digital media. Fall registration now through August 29th. Info at extension.harvard.edu. Centrum, presenting the Port Townsend Acoustic Blues Festival August 4th through 7th, led by Corey Harris and featuring David Bromberg, Susie Thompson, and many more artists. Information at centrum.org.
All right. I hope you're all having a great afternoon, or wherever you are, a great day or a great evening. And I have to remember that because being on the web, people, I get email from around the world, and it's fun to have that happen and share this art and have them write me about their experiences with it. And you're welcome to do that at any time. And the requests. If you have a favorite, give me a call, email me here. Coleman Hawkins, followed by Thelonious Monk. We're going to chase April in Paris, written by Vernon Duke, lyric by Yip Harburg, way back in 1932. Hawkins, 1945, Thelonious Monk, 1947. April in Paris, written by Vernon Duke and played first by Coleman Hawkins, his tenor saxophone, Howard McGee's trumpet, Sir Charles Thompson at the piano, Alan Roos, guitar, Oscar Pettiford, bass, Denzel Best on drums. For Capitol Records, then Blue Note Records, Thelonious Monk Trio, 1947, Monk on piano, Gene Ramey, playing string bass, Art Blakey on drums. Monk's wonderful percussive style at the piano. I love it. Coleman Hawkins and Thelonious Monk. Now, Ivory Joe Hunter's coming up. This is King record from 1947. It was recorded in Cincinnati. Ivory Joe's going to play the piano, as the usual case, and sing for you. A couple of them, I Like It, and Siesta with Sonny. And with him, Harold Shorty Baker, great trumpet player, Tyree Glenn trombone, Russell Procope alto and clarinet, Hunter at piano, Oscar Pettiford here again, and Sonny Greer, who for years lifted the Duke Ellington Orchestra, and is here. And I suppose the title of the second selection, Siesta with Sonny, means something about Sonny Greer. Ivory Joe Hunter, 1947.
About my woman, though she isn't so good to me. Yes, I'm crazy about my woman, though she isn't so good to me. But she has other quality that makes her all right with me. She's a baby, she's a cheater, she's a robber, she's a stealer, she's a lazy, lazy gal. I love her just the same, I like it. I like what she's putting down. Tell me, have you heard about her? Because she's the toast of the town. When she take me in her arms, say how she loved me. I get a funny feeling, but it feels all right to me. I like it. I like her kind of jive. Every time I kiss her, she makes my temperature rise. You win my baby, don't tell me what I'll do. Cause if you can't explain, I'm sorry, buddy, shame on you. Cause I like it, I like what she's putting down. I miss her most of all when the rain starts falling down. Thank you.
Ivory Joe Hunter, pianist and vocalist. Right there, 1947 from Cincinnati. King Records, I Like It, and Siesta with Sonny, both written by Hunter. Harold Shorty Baker, trumpet. Tyree Glenn, trombone. Russell Prokop, alto saxophone. Oscar Pettiford, bass. Sonny Greer on drums. That's pretty much the makeup of Duke Ellington's band. An ensemble from it, I should say, to back him. And it had all of the properties of the rhythm and blues that was going on. Came out of what we call the jump bands. Made you jump and dance and have a great time. And then rhythm and blues and then rock. Ivory Joe Hunter, 1947. Bud Powell now on piano, 1949 for Blue Note with Tommy Potter bass and Roy Haynes on drums. Thank you. Bud Powell, and You Go to My Head, a beautiful ballad by J. Fred Coots. Blue Note Records, 1949, Tommy Potter bass, Roy Haynes on the drums. Now, that trio is going to play ornithology, which is a real word, and it means the study of birds. And it's a title that Benny Harris created, based on hearing Charlie Parker, whose nickname was Bird, play what he played Morgan Lewis's How High the Moon. And one thing led to another, and we have Ornithology, which attributed to Charlie Parker, and Benny Harris, thank goodness, was listening to it and heard what Parker did. Now, it's based on How High the Moon, so what we're going to hear is Bud Powell Trio doing Ornithology in 1949, and then go back a couple of years and listen to Ella Fitzgerald's wonderful rendition of How High the Moon. So we might hear the lyric of Nancy Hamilton.
Just for you, high, high the moon. Does it touch the stars? How high the moon? Does it reach up to Mars? Though the words may be wrong to this song, we're asking high, 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 high is the moon. Boo, 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 dee, dee, doo, da, boo, 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 doo, dee. Though the words may be wrong to this song, we hope to like high, 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 high is the moon.
Ornithology and then How High the Moon, all the same thing, actually. And we started with Bud Powell Trio, Powell on piano, Tommy Potter bass, Roy Haynes on drums, and Ornithology, based on what Charlie Parker did on How High the Moon, Benny Harris remembering that. 1949 for Blue Note. Then, 1947, Ella Fitzgerald, and the lyric of How High the Moon. How High the Moon, by the way, was written by Morgan Lewis, who I forgot to mention that. And Nancy Hamilton, the lyric, and Ella's fine rendition there of straight, and then scat singing, making up stuff, creating. That's where the art is. Right there, Ella. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz, and it's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. Don Elliott now, multi-instrumentalist. He'll play mellophone, trumpet, and vibes. We'll hear two, Blues for Brother Herb, written by Elliott, and My Heart Stood Still, written by Richard Rodgers. Ellis Larkins will be on piano, Aaron Bell string bass, and Bobby Donaldson on the drums. Thank you. Don Elliott playing Mellophone, Trumpet and Vibes, Vanguard Records, 1955. Blues for Brother Herb, he wrote that, and My Heart Stood Still. Richard Rogers wrote that. Ellis Larkin's piano, Aaron Bell, string bass, Bobby Donaldson, drums. Don Elliott. Bert Bales now, pianist in San Francisco, 1949 for Good Time Jazz. He will do two Jelly War Morton compositions, New Orleans Joys and Stratford Hunch.
Thank you.
Burt Bales at the piano in San Francisco in 1949 for Good Time Jazz Records, and two by Jelly Roll Morton, New Orleans Joys and Stratford Hunch, also known as Chicago Breakdown. It became Chicago Breakdown when Carol Dickerson's orchestra in Chicago in 1927 played it, and a feature for Earl Hines on piano and Louis Armstrong cornet and others. I think Boyd Atkins has a soprano saxophone. I'll have to listen to it when you do. For Columbia Records, it was issued long after it was recorded. But from Chicago, May 1927, Stratford Hunch, in this case, Chicago Breakdown. Carol Dickerson's Orchestra in Chicago and Chicago Breakdown, written by Jelly Roll Morton, is called Stratford Hunch and changed slightly by the membership there. That ending, I've been trying to find out for 50 years who did that. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderfully out there and so different. Lewis on his cornet, I think trumpet maybe. Picture Sean with a trumpet, but who knows. As I said, Boyd Atkins, soprano saxophone. Earl Hines featured on piano. the baritone sax or maybe bass sax of Joe Walker. Rip Bassett doing his banjo and guitar in a wonderful duet with Louis Armstrong. All of that involved their honorary Dutre trombonist. Now to the master, Jelly Roll Morton, at the Star Piano Company in Richmond, Indiana, where they made Jeanette Records. And Jelly Roll was there, 1924. And here's Stratford Hunch. Jelly Roll Morton, Stratford Hunch, his composition, Richmond, Indiana, 1924, on the Jeanette record label. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Opera, presenting Tristan und Isolde. A powerful potion liberates two lovers to pursue their passion in Wagner's influential opera. Tristan und Isolde plays July 31st through August 21st at McCaw Hall. Details at seattleopera.org.
Live Nation, presenting Van Morrison at the Gorge Amphitheater, Sunday, August 8th at 6 p.m. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster, and more information is available at livenation.com.
Now a request from four people, Betty, George, Irene, and Charles, who happened to be, they say, at the College of the Pacific in 1953 and heard the Dave Brubeck Quartet do this.
¶¶ Thank you.
The Dave Brubeck Quartet at the College of the Pacific, 1953, recorded by Fantasy Records. For All We Know, written by J. Fred Coots, and All the Things You Are, written by Jerome Kern. Brubeck at the piano, Paul Desmond alto saxophone, Ron Crotty on string bass, Joe Dodge playing the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Crisis Clinic, offering volunteer opportunities for individuals with a passion for listening and caring. Volunteers receive extensive training and serve on the 24-hour crisis phone line. Info at crisisclinic.org. Crisis Clinic, helping lives on the line.
And here for your listening pleasure is pianist Jackie Bard, recorded in Paris, 1971. This is his tribute to the great dancer, Jimmy Slide. Thank you. Jackie Byard, solo piano, in Paris, 1971, recorded by Musica Records. We heard three, A Tribute to Jimmy Slide, Bugle Call Rag, and one Byard calls Dedicated to Bob Vitale of the 10 Gallons. Jackie Byard. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.